This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Tim and Johnny. We are the educated educators talking education. It's Tuesday night, and man, we have got the show lined up tonight, Johnny Lupinacci. However, hey, though, you know, just a quick divergence today, the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act to talk out there. So for all of our both social, physical, emotional, cognitive educators out there doing special education, all that good work. Thank you. And let's recognize the fact that what we might call disabilities probably are better called diverse abilities. People have abilities just different. So I don't know, is that a congratulations, Johnny, or is that just a recognition of going, hey, at one point in this country, we actually did things that mattered to make people have better lives?
Well, I mean, depending on who you were, but yeah, there's an ongoing project and commitment to it. And I think we show up for that as often as we can. So I appreciate you throwing a reminder out there of our folks with diverse abilities, and that's all of us, but it's especially groups who have been, you know, excluded in our communities for a number of reasons and ways. And so it's really great to have that ongoing commitment as part of things.
That's it. So we're out there making sure we're doing the good work, and anybody out there doing that good work, you know, it's a salute to you, because it is the most important work that we do, educating. As you said, Johnny, we all have diverse abilities. Some, though, there are just other ways that we need to level up the field. And even
so many have been stigmatized, right?
Stigmatized, like you said. I don't even like the word level, right? Because that's old language. It's the idea of, as I had one of my favorite special education mentors tell me, you know, very simply, Tim, it's not special education. It's the education all children deserve. And I was like, you know what? Love that. And in fact, that has kind of pushed in a way of saying, we're not doing something special. We're doing something any child deserves. And so looking at that, but you know, we have to say though, pioneering people that got the Americans with Disabilities Act, which largely is around physical disabilities, but allowing that type of advocacy to continue and going forward. So hats off out there. Busted Pencils. 844-967-2789. If you want to jump on right away, call us, 844-967-2789. We have been loving the calls all the way out to LA, Tom. I'm sure he'll jump in tonight. But anybody else out there, jump in, 844-967-2789. The question, my co-host, Johnny Lupinacci, if in a public school we have a curriculum that deals with gender identity, sexual orientation, and the meaning of consent, is that A, sex education curriculum, or B, evidence of the public education's commitment to grooming children for sexual exploitation? Johnny.
I mean, it's not B. I think we should have a broader discussion on what it is. But if I have to choose between the two, it's definitely going to be not B. And by default, I'll have to go with A.
Okay. Sexual education. The reason I put these up, and there it is right now. And if you have an A or B answer, or if you have a C, D, or E answer you would like to chime in with, the idea, gender identity, sex orientation, consent, are these part of sexual education, sexuality education, comprehensive sex education, stuff that's actually positive for public school children to learn, or is this really just evidence of groomer? Evan, you got something?
I'm piping in, man.
Okay.
It's just this directly ties into something that I won't mention the show, just that it exists.
Okay.
And that we had a guest on who one of the things that she does is teach consent to children. And mm-hmm. I mean, I raised an eyebrow. I mean, I think it's great, you know, but it's like interesting. What do you mean? And it's a swim class, right, where this takes place. And it's got nothing to do with sex at all. It has everything to do with bodily autonomy. It has everything to do with remaining comfortable. And and being, because it ends up, you build up those around you when you show them how much you respect them, right?
There you go.
And yeah, it had nothing to do with sex at all. You know, these are young kids, and it just, it sort of blew my mind. It's like, wait a second, consent is not what we think it is, and that's all.
But even if it is, though, and this is what we're talking about, this, right? You know, and Johnny, I know you want a broader definition.
We had a whole large
talk yesterday, and we'll hopefully,
so.
Yeah.
So sign Evan up to teach. He's overqualified for Arizona.
He's overqualified for Arizona, that's for sure.
He's ready to rock, man. I mean, but he hit the nail on the head. And why I wanted a little broader discussion, we'll come back to it, Tim, is because, you know, we'll discuss kind of the direction calling something like this grooming takes this, but even calling it sex education, certainly it's education towards a diverse and healthy sexuality, right? That doesn't mean that everyone has a bunch of different sexualities per person. It's just open and accepting at the age of which that becomes developmentally part of how people relate to one another and themselves. So you can't even call it sex ed in second grade or first grade. It's just called education. You start.
I get where you're coming from right now, because actually what now I hear you, man, for people who don't know, we've talked off air about this a few times. So it's sex education, because see, for me, I hear the word sex education and I'm like, yeah, that's good education around these issues at developmentally age appropriate times. However, I hear you, Johnny, saying it's like, look, calling it sex education right away to some people, it sounds like, oh, you're teaching kids to have sex.
Or before developmentally, we have consensus from psychologists and pediatricians and all the people, you know, who inform us on what is developmentally appropriate for children. And we really get into this concept. And one of the key concepts, Evan brought it up, is building foundations for understanding how to make decisions for yourself and for those and with those around you. So consent and consensus become these concepts that we learn about in all kinds of ways. Like, we're deciding what to eat today. There are certain non-negotiables, like what's available, what we should eat, what we can afford to eat. And so there's a lot of factors. But given that, right, we don't do a majority rules kind of thing. We don't practice despotism in these decisions when possible. We teach children to think about what their needs are, what their wants are. That's a whole lesson that goes together with this too, wants and needs, and balance that in a conversation and a decision that is based in consensus and in getting consent and giving consent. And so that is not something that we want young people to only learn about in regards to, you know, sexual relationships, or to learn about for the first time when they're learning about that in their preteen and teenage years, because it sets us up to only understand it in that kind of framework, as opposed to having a foundation from our early years around how we make decisions together, right? That are about our, as Evan said it, our autonomy, right? Our right to say that we agree to what's going on, and to really think about it and do inventory. It's practice.
Okay. I get it. You too. I understand now. I've been educated by my co-host and producer here about consent and the fact that we're calling it sex education. We're setting people up, but you know, I want to get this out there, and you know, what though, maybe the question for the callers and the listeners out there is, when you hear the term sex education, sexuality education, what does that mean to you? What do you think about? Does that automatically put in your brain the inappropriate showing of pornography to children to teach them how to have sex? Or are we having developmentally age-appropriate, long-lasting discussions around health, choices around health, issues dealing with how to move forward in society? So when we talk about issues of gender, we talk about issues of sexual orientation, we talk about issues of consent. How is it, though, and maybe now the question is, how are we even having a discussion where the mention of teaching these things sparks in a certain segment in the population, oh my God, those are a bunch of public education groomers out there doing their dirty work, teaching kids to have sex. Joni, I know you just, but listen, I'm asking the question, how do we get from good health education based in developmentally age-appropriate curriculum guides with professional teachers, how does that become code for another group of people to say, ah, that's grooming. I knew that was grooming. I heard about grooming going on in public schools. I heard they were teaching kids about sex. I heard they were teaching kids how to say yes to sex. I knew, in fact, somebody told me one time that they were even teaching kids about how to be gay. Well, we can't say gay in Florida anymore, but how to be, you know, it's this, world. It's this world of going like, how did we get here? And that's, you know, I'm asking that question. So when we hear these terms, gender, when we hear consent, when we hear sexual what was that?
That was nice. Salt and pepper.
Woohoo! A little bit. Nobody heard that out there, Evan, is what you're saying. Okay.
We heard it.
You literally sound insane. They have no idea what you mean.
Okay. A little bit of music in my ears. I'm hearing.
Nothing happened. No. I don't think anything happened at all.
I said it's an adjustment to my medication that caused that. I'm sorry out
yes,
there.
Yes,
hey, but
yes.
When we got two callers on the line, or one caller on the line, Tom, when we get back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded, back after the break.
All the ladies, loud and now, help me out. Go on, all the ladies.
Let's talk about sex.
All right.
Yo, Pep, I don't think they're gonna play this on the radio.
And why not? Everybody have sex.
I mean, everybody should be making love.
Come on, how many guys you know make
love? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.